now it's time for Lions Line, a look back at the game just completed and the game just ahead in this, the Milwaukee Lion 2015 season. Lions Line, brought to you by Mondalvo's Mexican Food, just steps away from Duckworth Memorial. Mondalvo's Mexican Food, so good he should slap it out of your hands before it even enters your mouth. And by Whitmer's Coffee. Whitmer's goes everywhere and anywhere for that good, cool, clean, hot cup of coffee. Whitmer's Coffee. And now, the voice of the Milwaukee Lions, Jack I. Gagner.
All right, Rudy, thanks a lot. I'm glad you're not ad-libbing this week, you know?
Is that okay?
Just never mind, Rudy.
I'm going to do that.
No, you're not going to do anything. Because I threw you out of the booth. Anyway, welcome, folks, here to Lions Line here. This is a... Well, we're heading into week 16, just completed the 15th week of the season. We're looking ahead toward another football game that I got to tell you, Brett Morrison, not going to be easy.
No, it's the LA 10, you know, and the LA 10, a lot of people think is the LA 10 is the second best team in the league. I think we just played the best team in the Hillbilly Football Conference, but I guess that's why they have the playoffs.
Now, no question about that. That's why they play the playoffs. That's why they had the game to play what they're going to do. 1 week from Sunday will be the first wild card game. And the way it breaks down like this is, well, Brett, you know, go ahead.
Well, there are five playoff teams, essentially the three division winners and then two wild cards. So the wild cards play first, and then you've got four teams seated top to bottom, the number four, presumably the wild card team.
So the wild card, we think, obviously we know, is going to be Tampa at either L.A. or Portland. If both ball clubs win, the only way that L.A. becomes the champion and Portland becomes a wild card is if Portland loses, and Portland's playing San Antonio, L.A., and if L.A. wins, and L.A. is at home against these Milwaukee Lions. I don't want to talk bad about our team.
Now, come on, Jack. You ought to give them a chance.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Yeah, hey. Well, I tell you what, folks. Thank you. That's Earl Cooch, by the way. Earl, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't take a lot to be civil or anything. Well, we're just trying to talk straight.
Yeah, right. Well, okay.
All right, fine, Earl. So, in keeping with Earl's feelings, yes, wow, this ball game Sunday, woohoo! You know.
Well, God, don't you want them to tune in?
Yeah, I'd rather they tuned in to hear the Lions getting ready for the playoffs, not trying to spoil it for somebody. However, that having been said, if the Lions upset L.A., and if the Lions upset L.A., that's it.
That's exactly right, Jack, because even if Portland loses, then Portland still wins the division by virtue of the fact they've beaten L.A. twice in a division.
And there you go right there. To me, that says it all. They are the only team that's beaten L.A., and they've beaten them twice at home and away this year. Well, Portland has stumbled against Tampa and Miami. Go figure. All right, we'll take a break here and come back. We'll take a look at the scores, the highlights. Yeah, sure.
Well, the highlights, they're all Portland scores.
Yeah, they're all Portland scores. And so we'll take a look at that. And then we're going to have a visit with a very special guy from the L.A. 10. And that's quarterback Hunter Hu. And all of that ahead here on Lions Line here with me, Jack I. Gagner.
Lions Line, brought to you by Mondalvo's Mexican Food. I am Mondalvo, and I know it's been a disappointing season for you Milwaukee Lion fans, but you can come to Mondalvo's and lift your head high. You can lift your head up and lift your spirits up and lift up your taste for food. You can order some of the very finest cuisine ever in the history of man on this planet. My food at Mondalvo's is so good, I'm almost sorry to see it being eaten by you.
Mondalvo has nothing against you, the customer, but he realizes that most of you are of a lower class. Mondalvo comes from a very rich family in Mexico. The food that he makes is intended for very, very refined palates. And for you people to come into his restaurant and eat his food, it almost makes him want to weep.
It makes me want to cry. It makes me want to escort the tears of sadness and out of my tears.
Mondalvo's, now seating parties of 16.
Mondalvo's, downtown, just minutes away, if you walk, then if you drive only seconds away from Duckworth Memorial. I think I said that right.
Go on into Mondalvo's, get a taco, and
You're not supposed to say taco, you have to say taco.
Go into Mondalvo's, get a taco.
Wang Radio in Milwaukee, WANG, presents the final baby report. The baby report proved to be so successful that women were looking for their lost infants everywhere. Every time they heard,
wee!
They thought a kid was lost. Finally came the complaints. You got it. Then the police. And then finally, accusations of kidnapping against Christopher Paley, our general manager. And if you've seen him, you wouldn't doubt it. Here, I got to get out of here. Here he comes.
I'm Christopher Paley. Whoever that man was, I want to have him fired. I didn't kidnap nobody. All the people that called in said I did are douchebags and didn't understand the baby report was to find babies and the location and the concentration of baby.
This has been an editorial opinion by Christopher Paley, general manager of Wang Radio.
I'm Christopher Paley. That's bad. That's bad what you done said about me.
So Lion's Line back here with me, Jack I. Gagner, along with Brett Morrison, and it's one of those ball games, folks, that I don't think we're ever going to forget, although I certainly would like to forget it, and the reason why, of course, is that the Lions, you know, lost the game. But also, it was such a flat football game, Brett. You know, it came after we got knocked out of the playoffs by San Antonio, and that game was brutal.
Well, that San Antonio game was pretty brutal because we had the lead, and we thought we were on our way to the playoffs, or at least we thought we'd be challenged for the playoffs well into last week. And it didn't turn out that way, and 6-8, and there you go.
Yeah, it's 6-8, and then now what are we doing? We're standing around with our thing in our hands. Excuse me for saying that.
Well, you know, I mean, we weren't exactly, you know, playing monkey, you know, spunk the monk.
Playing spunk the monk?
Yeah, as long as you got to get into that kind of conversation.
Well, all we're saying, never mind.
Yeah, you know, just be careful, Jock. Don't
jock me.
You want to go out the window again, don't you?
No, I don't. No, I'm just saying, you know, forget it.
Yeah. So as we were saying, Earl, and you see, all of your mouth doesn't stop anything because here we go. As we were saying, the Lions were standing around with their dicks in their hands.
Oh, shit. I knew you'd go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Because you made me go for it. And as a result of that, we played a very uninspired football game is what I'm trying to say to you folks. And that's why it was a tough game to be at. Plus, it was cold as hell. We were freezing our asses off, and we're watching our football team getting spanked.
In comes the field goal kicker. This is Kuki Burton for a 49-yarder for the Portland Logs. He'll be kicking the ball for the 38-yard line. The ball is at the 31. Here's the kick. It is up right down the pipe, and it's good, baby. And the Portland Logs come away with a field goal here in this first quarter of action.
The Logs take a 3-0 lead there in the first quarter, and by the second quarter, they seem to get their game in step. Meanwhile, the Lions kept struggling. Offensively, Brett, you pointed out the Lions were having some success throwing the ball to their fullback, giving the ball to the upback occasionally, trying to hit those short passes. Aaron Floynian scrambling with it, however, didn't do much because he's facing much, much faster players on the defensive side of the football. So as the Lions continued to try to push the ball downfield, Portland would get the ball. Next thing you know, boom, boom, boom. Very, very quick strike offense.
Yeah, well, when you have receivers and you got 1-2-3 with the kind of speed of a Damian Harpo and you've got Shoehorn and you've got Evan Boudoir, not only that, but the tight end Steamboat, you've got some guys that can get open real good.
Well, here is touchdown number one, score number two here for the Portland Logs.
Ball to the 17-yard line, two wide receiver to the near side, now two to the far side as the Lions shifting that zone. Back to passes, Cliff Beverly steps up to the 15, throws into the end zone, caught, touchdown Portland. Boy, I'll tell you, the Lions had great position there, Tommy Schwab, but at the last second, Schwab moved to his right, and it was Rendell Shoehorn who made the catch in the near corner of the end zone, right over the Wang radio banner, and it's going to be a 10-0 ball game before you know it, brother.
By the way, Earl, one thing you could do for me is tell me when we, like, forget to give the Lions lineup.
Oh, yeah, I got some phone calls about that.
What are you talking about?
Last week's game, we only gave the Log lineup, and then we went, okay, well, there are the lineups.
Wow, I heard you give the Lion lineup.
No, I didn't, because I listened to the tape of the game. I didn't. And the other thing you can help me with is, like, if we're saying that Laszlo Ripa is the quarterback for San Diego when we mean Lorenzo Zapp, you can maybe say, hey, Jack.
You don't like me being in your ear.
When it's something important, I don't mind. If you're telling me, hey, watch your language, because Edna might get her, you know, her underwear just shoved up tight into the crack.
Wow. I got to write. Touch isn't here. I'll have to write it down for two of us.
What's that again?
I got to keep Touch's log every time you say up the crack or F or anything.
So you're keeping two logs?
Yes, that's correct. Touch is with his mother. They're having dinner out in L.A.
Oh, man.
So they're out in L.A.
Of course they are. Shit. What is it with you? I shouldn't.
Yeah, okay, open the window.
All right, come on. Bullshit.
Ah! Oh.
Ah! Ah!
All right. Thank you very much, Brett. So as we were saying, because there's only so much of that bullshit that I can take. Anyway, as we were saying, thank you very much, Earl Cooch, for reminding me that I'm butchering shit left and right. So you got the touchdown pass there to Shoehorn. And not to be denied, well into the second quarter comes another touchdown pass, this one coming to Damian Harpo for the Portland Logs.
We got a single back offense, two wide receivers to the near side, looking to pass the ball, throwing the ball deep downfield, 41, 30, 25, 10, 5, touchdown. That's Damian Harpo with the touchdown catch from Cliff Beverly. Why did I know that was going to happen?
Well, it generally happens to the Lions, man.
Just a few seconds on the clock. Portland hooks up between Beverly and Damian Harpo. And that's about an 80-yard touchdown pass. And it's 16-0 Portland.
16-0 Portland. We'll be back to give you the rest of these highlights. Then an interview with quarterback Hunter Hu of the L.A. Tan here on the Milwaukee Lion. Lions Line here. This is the Week 15 recap, and we're looking at Week 16 coming up here. The Milwaukee Lions, Lions Line show here on WAG Radio.
Lions Line, brought to you by...
This is Jack Iganter, high in the hills of Colombia, South America. As we go up the side of the hill with this farmer, Enrique Perez, who's going to go get the beans and all that. Isn't that right, Enrique?
Yeah, I guess that... They said they'd pay me for this.
Oh, they're paying you, yeah.
And, I mean, the beans aren't even ready, you know.
Yeah, they're not ready yet?
No, they're green, man.
Well, we want them to be dark roasted. Can you spray paint them black? Hold on for a minute, folks.
Sure, I got a little bit of spray paint here. There you go.
Look at these beautiful... Well, you can't see it. Take my word for it. They're dark roasted beans. Only the kind that Widmer's Coffee goes for.
Widmer's Coffee has only the finest dark roasted beans. Everywhere you go, when you see the Widmer's sign, which is a man drinking a cup of coffee and a lady standing next to him screaming into his ear as he begins to cry, you know it's Widmer's Coffee. Widmer's.
We'll go anywhere and we'll do anything to sell you a fine, fine cup of coffee. Thank you very much, Enrique.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Wang, W-A-N-G. Milwaukee. Wang.
All right, yeah. There's Otis Redding. Always enjoyed some Otis Redding with Merry Christmas, Baby. And guess what? The Lions are out of the playoffs. So, are you back, Earl?
Yeah, back, you fucking bitch.
You know, you keep opening your yap, you know.
Let me play it here. Why is this not football music?
It's Otis Redding. I happen to like Otis Redding.
Yeah, do you like Otis Redding?
Oh, yeah, I like Otis Redding. Done now. Why don't you have a seat?
You're already sitting down. Oh, your body is...
My body's just in this shape. I've been tossed out.
All right, so the Lions, with all this joyous Christmas music behind us, the Lions now, they're down by three scores, 17-0. We're still in the, second quarter here, as Shoehorn is found yet again. Now, is this the first or the second one? Harpo caught the last one, right?
Yeah. It was Damian Harpo on a big, long pass play, and then comes Rendell Shoehorn to kind of rub it in.
Yeah, rub it in. God damn.
Yeah, they rubbed it in all right, and rubbed it right up the crack. We talk about crack.
I was talking about Edna's crack. Is that... Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so they rubbed it right up Edna's crack, is what you're saying.
Fuck no, I'm not saying that. You call it back everything about that I say.
Right, let's just play the highlight.
Yeah, here it is. It'll be a second down and 10 from the 24-yard line. Portland coming out. They had three wide receivers in tight on the near side. Now they got two wide receivers on the near side with a tight end. One on the far side. Back to pass. This is Cliff Beverly standing at the 20-yard line. He throws the ball deep downfield to the 30-yard line. 20-yard line. There it is. A touchdown to Shoehorn right over top of Tommy Schwab. And again, another big burn there on Kendall Gruntworth as Beverly throwing the ball from his own 20. Connects with Rendell Shoehorn at about the 20-yard line of the opposite side of the field. So make that a 60-yarder, and it is a 23-0 lead by the Portland fucking Logs.
Yeah, that was an F-bomb, too.
Yeah, that was an F-bomb. You're absolutely right about that. And I realize that a lot of people have called in and they complain about these F-bombs, but you should be where I am watching this, because a lot of you people need to know that I was... What are you looking at?
Well, you can give us your life story.
Yeah, don't give the life story, okay? Just move on.
Yeah, okay. So sorry. So I was going to say I was called out of retirement by the Lions.
Yeah, the life story, you know.
Give the life story.
You know what? It sounds like you talk, and then you have this weird echo. It sounds like some guy that just got his ass thrown out of a window. Oh, wait a minute. That must be Earl. Anyway.
Yeah, you're laughing up funny, man.
Anyway, so the Milwaukee Lions, now down 24-0. Can it get worse? Of course it can.
It is an I formation, first and 10, about at the 10-yard line. The Portland Logs, as they move down the field, slicing like a butter through it, like a knife through hot, like a hot, there's a touchdown.
Like a what?
Like a hot knife through butter? Yeah, who gives a fuck? There is a...
Jack.
Boudoir at the 1-yard line just turned it in on a pass play from Cliff Beverly. Touchdown, and now they're up to a 30-0 lead. And they're going to beat our ass worse than they did early in the season. We've gotten worse as a football team.
Well, we have. And I don't think there's any question we've gotten worse as a football team. We started with high hopes at the beginning of this campaign. And we wound up with our mouths full of cotton candy and our asses full of, you know...
What? Our ass full of what? Kielbasa?
Yeah, pretty much. God, man. You know, you don't like me.
Oh, I got to say.
Hey, you know, Earl, you look like you're not doing too good.
Yeah, sit down, man. What's matter?
You sound bad. Get a bucket of cold water, put it on him. All right, so anyway, folks, that is that as far as the highlights of the game goes. And they were lowlights. All right, now we're coming up against the Los Angeles Tan football team that is every bit as good, if not better, than the Portland Logs. Like I said, these two teams, Portland and L.A., are a cut above the rest of the league. We're going to find out all about them from Hunter Hu, their head quarterback. I mean, their starting quarterback. When we come back here on Lions Line.
Lions Line with Jack Gagner. We'll be right back.
I want to go down to
Longstalker.
Longstalker has everything that fits me, the big, tall, string bean guy. I'm going down to
Longstalker.
I'm big, I'm long, I'm tall, and no, I don't play basketball.
I was just going to ask you that.
I don't.
Longstalker is everything for the big, tall, lean, skinny guy in your family or whoever you know. Big, tall, lean, skinny guys that don't play hoops are kind of guys that are fishes out of water. They walk through business life, they walk through the advertising world, they're artists, they're doctors, they're lawyers, and everyone asks them the same thing. Play much basketball? And they always look down from way up there at you and say, no. Do you?
I always tell people I hate basketball. And if they ask me again, I'll wad them up in the shape of a ball and slam them home.
Longstalkers. Everything you need if you're big, tall, long, and skinny, and everyone thinks you play basketball.
Suits, shorts, t-shirts, t-tops, skull caps, squires, wigs, learns, leotards, and coutantards, and leotards and unitards.
And tards.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. What a cheap joke, man. Cheap joke.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
F everything. F all.
Longstalkers, that's where I go.
Welcome back here to Lions Line, and welcome back to our studio here, the Lang Studios in Milwaukee. Now, we're going to be in Los Angeles tomorrow, as this is airing right now. We will be in L.A. around noontime Saturday for the Sunday 1 o'clock kickoff in Los Angeles, and I thought we'd take this opportunity to talk with... Hunter Hood, quarterback of the L.A. Tan, who joins us on a newsmaker line from L.A. This afternoon. Hunter, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
Great. Taking a bath?
Yeah.
I always hear people taking baths either on our show, on the Phil Henry show, and it's just the select shows, and I imagine you're taking that bath to relax.
No, I'm just sitting in here. I got a brand new, couple of new ducks in one sailboat, and one's got a little... electric motor on it, and I wanted to try it out. It doesn't mean that I've been childlike or brain dead that way, but I did want to just try it out. So, no, I'm not taking a bath to relax. We've got whirlpools at the training center for that.
Yeah, you filled a bathtub full of water.
I filled a bathtub full of water so I could get to try it out. And here, I'm going to slip on the, put the motor on right now, as you can hear it. Hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
That's the motor of the little... boat. Now the little boat goes, ooh, motor went out. I'm going to have to look at that again.
Hunter, all right, so you're relaxing?
Hunter, so you're relaxing there in the hot tub, but it's strictly for playtime, huh?
Yeah, it's strictly for playtime. If I wanted to, if I wanted to relax some muscles or something, I can go over to the football our training facility to do that. No, I'm sitting here at home.
Are you married? I'm not.
No, I'm not lucky enough yet to be married. I live alone. And I play with my boats, and I go, and I play football.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hunter, there's one thing's for sure. You play a hell of a football game. There's no question about it. 46 touchdown passes for you, Hunter. I wouldn't worry about Portland too much. You've got 7 interceptions, and that's it. Greg Beverly with the Portland...
Don't say that name. Greg Beverly, this is a man who has...
You know, I gotta just leave for a second.
Go ahead.
Who is that, Brett Morrison?
Yeah, it's Brett Morrison. He is... disturbed, I think, by the cadence of your voice. And
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, hold on for a minute. Let me try. There it goes. I think we're going to get this. I think we'll get this one good. Yeah. I think we'll be able to do this one, Jack. No problem about it.
Hunter, Greg Beverly with 48 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. Got a quarterback rating of 142.7. You have one of 138.
I'm going to try to capsize the boat now. As I'm putting some water into the tub. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, they're dead.
You've got a very good football team offensively. You've got a great football team behind you on the defensive side of the football, Hunter. And so I would say that you guys are well on your way, I think, come playoff time. Any thoughts on whether you're going to be the division champion or whether it's going to be Portland?
Well, I think we're preparing for the wild card. You know, we're preparing for either situation. If we win the division, we're still going to play the wild card, and that's either going to be Portland or Tampa. But we feel that we're ready for the playoff, but we're not going to shortchange anyone or short sell anyone. Because it's a long season. But, you know, we'll hold on for a minute. Here it comes. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. A lot of people think I'm playing Army or War in here. And
No, absolutely not. Hunter, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I'm happy to oblige you.
And the team will be... flying out. Oh, no, you're at home, so...
I'm home in L.A. I'm not going anywhere until such time as we have to come playoff time.
All right. Anyway, Hunter Hu is with us, and for joining us, Hunter, we have a gift certificate for two to Mondolvo's Mexican Food in Milwaukee. Anytime you're in town, I guess next season, get yourself a dinner with a girlfriend or...
We won't be back there until next year, if we're there at all. I know that we played here. Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. Hunter, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
Hunter Hu, ladies and gentlemen, the L.A. Tan, the quarterback.
Talking to Hunter Hu there, Jack, forgetting for a moment about the
idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, okay.
Idiosyncrasies, not idiosyncrasies.
Well, anyway, regardless... Hunter Hu is just trailing with 46 touchdown passes, as you mentioned, Greg Beverly with 48. And so I, you know, while I think he is a good quarterback, and I think obviously Greg Beverly is a great quarterback, what I really believe about these two quarterbacks is they're cut above anybody else in the league.
Yeah, and you're starting to talk like him, a cut above, you know.
Well, I mean, the kid's weird, but many geniuses are idiosyncrasies. I'm sorry,
All right, they ought to call it idiot syncrasy. That's what you have, Earl.
Idiot syncrasies.
I shut your hole.
What'd you say to me?
I said to shut your hole.
All right, break it up, will you? For God's sake, we got stuff to do. We got places to go. We got people to meet. There's Hunter Hu of the L.A. Tan. And so that is our Lions line for today. We got the Lions facing the Tan. And all you need to know about that football team is that they can run it, they can pass it, and they defense the football very, very well. In terms of total defense, by the way, the L.A. Tan, they've given up 4,482 yards, but they got so much offense going, like Portland, that it doesn't really, I would say, at the end of the day, much matter. We'll see you guys on Sunday for the final game of the 2015 season as the Lions take on the L.A. Tan at Bunkby Field in Dominguez Hills, California. The Lions and the L.A. Tan Week 16 action. We'll see you on Sunday at 1 o'clock for Brett Morrison and our good friend here, Earl Cooch, who's now walking upright. You're not walking bent over anymore.
I gotta walk bent over. I don't want to invite.
Invite what?
Never mind.
Anyway, for Earl Cooch and myself and Brett Morrison, this is Jack Igeg, the same. So long, everybody. See you Sunday.
Lion's Line, brought to you by Mondalvo's Mexican Food. Food so good, he's tempted to slap it out of your hands before you even eat it. And by Widmer's Coffee. Even if we've got to spray paint the beans black, you get dark roast, or it looks like dark roast, every time. Lion's Line. A presentation of WANG Sports Department. WANG Wang News is next here on
Wang, 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 Wang,